very important conversation with Winky Madad. One about archaeology that is taking place there in Shiloh and the original site of the tabernacle with the Ark of the Covenant as the Jews had come into the Promised Land about 3,500 years ago, and then a focus on the Temple Mount and what is happening there. Right now, we go to the European Union, our man there, Dr. Rob Congdon, standing by to interact with us about the political, and of course, I'm sure we'll go to the prophetic as well. Rob, it looks like Prime Minister Netanyahu has gone into Hungary, met with the Prime Minister there, who has been somewhat involved with anti-Semitic activities, but the two prime ministers set aside anti-Semitism and their concerns about it. Looks like it was a fairly productive meeting. What do you know about it?
Yes, it was productive. Remember, Hungary is not like the rest of the European Union. It's very independent within it, and I think we see that in the president. As I understand it and been checking into it, I think there's a bit of a misunderstanding about what anti-Semitism is, supposedly by the president of Hungary. He's been against George Soros, and because Soros is Jewish, people have jumped to the conclusion that's anti-Semitic. Instead, he's really against the globalization and the funding that Soros has been doing. So I think it was relatively easy once Netanyahu and he got together to see that between them, there isn't that problem. And furthermore, I think what was real positive is the Hungarian leader said that never again will their people turn against the Jewish people and follow somebody else's lead against the Jewish people. So that was a pretty strong statement.
Absolutely, a very strong statement. Good to hear from the Prime Minister of Hungary. Let's look at Turkey just a moment. Turkey is accusing the Germans and the companies that are in Germany of supporting terrorism in Turkey. Play that out for us. How is that all happening?
Well, what's hard to tell for sure. Yes, they are saying they are supporting terrorist groups, but the word from the Turkish government, of course, is these are groups that oppose the Turkish government and the strong rule of Erdogan. So, you know, so often it's hard to get all the facts tied down. Are the groups being supported by these companies truly terrorist groups, or are they groups that are anti-Erdogan and therefore, from his viewpoint, terrorists? So, like many stories with Turkey, it's very hard to dig deep and really get all the answers. You'd almost have to be in one of the groups to even know what's happening. So I think what we're constantly seeing is a tension. Erdogan is trying to get stronger and stronger control of every aspect of Turkey, and he's reacting against these companies that may be sponsoring, maybe terrorist groups, but these are pretty big companies, well-known, and don't have a full track record of terrorism.
Well, it seems like Tayyip Erdogan is somewhat paranoid. Looks like he thinks, at least, everybody is against him, but this is not the case. And the European Union is going to have to deal with this as well as the rest of the world, would you not say?
Yes, it is, and it's dealing with it even now. Erdogan has talked about the capital punishment, bringing the death of several prisoners that he said were opposed to him and were behind the coup. The European Union will not have any country in the European Union having capital punishment. So, in fact, many have said this is a showstopper. If Erdogan proceeds, that's it. But Erdogan knows two things. To keep power in Turkey, he has to be the strong man controlling everything. And number two, if he really wants to lead the Middle East and restore Turkey's position as, if you will, over the Middle East, he has to come across as the strong man. So interesting direction he's taking it.
Rob, let's catch up on Brexit. European Union urging the United Kingdom to clarify its Brexit positions. I mean, it doesn't look like this discussion or these negotiations can go on unless there is clarification.
No, that's right. They can't go on. Classic picture of the latest negotiations this last week shows the British representative coming in with no notes in front of him. Now, he says he had notes, but the key argument EU is saying you're not presenting anything. And the reality, most analysis thinks that not much is going to happen until October over Brexit, because the main issue is the immigration, the court control, and, of course, a strong feeling about what is it going to cost Britain. I continue to say that this is going to make the EU even stronger, and that's where I see it going. As we've said many times, they are restoring the power, the strength, and control of the Roman Empire over Europe. And Britain, what once was a strong nation, has taken a strong position to even withdraw, and it's getting very difficult for them to withdraw.
Rob, I want to approach a subject that we've never really discussed in our conversations together here on Prophecy Today Weekend. It's the free movement of organized crime in Europe. I'm talking about the mafia. What kind of a power do they have? Are they a major player? What's going on?
Well, for years, everybody obviously jumps to the conclusion that that's Italy that has all that power, with the mafia has that power. But remember, again, this is part of the open borders within the European Union. You travel from country to country. As long as you're from one EU country to another, you don't have to show anything to get in. And so now, as we've seen so many times, the criminal element knows how to get around everything. Well, they don't have to get around anything now. They can start moving into these countries, start their businesses there, and connect it back to the central headquarters, if you will. So I think what you're going to see is, as this generates greater and greater crime, once again, and I'm a broken record, it gives the EU the reason. The people are going to demand stronger EU and obviously weaker individual countries and sovereignty of those countries. That's where it's got to go to become the world empire.
And indeed, that's what the prophetic scenario found in God's Word actually calls for, right, Rob?
That's how I read it, and it's hard to avoid that. If you read the scriptures in their straightforward manner and understand them and interpret them in that literal, historical, grammatical approach, which says what I read is pretty clear, and I don't try to make it say something else, you can't avoid the prophetic implications and how real it is today in our world moving toward that state.
Amen and amen, man. You keep preaching it, I'll turn the pages for you.
Sounds good to me.
Hey, thank you so much, Rob. Appreciate your interaction with us here on Prophecy Today Weekend. Always important report that you give us. We'll talk again next week, buddy.
Enjoy being with you. Lord bless.